what makes Aaron Donald such an intimidating guy up front for the Rams?
Well, he's a great player. His quickness, you know, I think he's quick off the ball. I think he's smooth in terms of his pass rush moves and really against the run as well. And, you know, for a lighter guy, he's still incredibly powerful. So he's a handful for our guys up front, and our interior guys will have to play really well.
Does he remind you of anybody that you played against?
I don't study D linemen like that. you know, we've played against a lot of good D lines this year, but he's, you know, right in the mix as good as anybody.
Can you talk about going into this week? Just, I mean, I know you don't know the status of your guys and stuff like that, but just preparing for a game without those two top guys out there on the practice field with you.
Yeah, I mean, that happens, you know, sometimes this time of the year. You know, you have guys that are nicked up at different points and, you know, might not get to practice as much. But we'll see where those guys are at later in the week. Both of them know the system really well, know what they're doing. And, you know, they'll be ready to go. They've been locked in the meetings and all and during the walkthrough. Just couldn't get out there and do some of the stuff on the practice field. So they'll be ready to go, you know, if they can go. And I'm sure that they'll be locked in. For me, you know, my thing is I'll get the guys who are fresh and get the timing down with them and get myself mentally prepared for the looks that we're going to go against.
And one more thing. I know you talked on radio a little bit about your experience with turf toe. Have you really – it differs from person to person, of course, but have you talked to Julio at all about, hey, you know, this is how you maybe want to go about this thing because I had it before? I know it was a long time ago.
Julio and I are two completely different athletes, so I don't think he needs any advice from me on how to get himself ready. I would know nothing about what he needs to get ready to go. But they're all different. You know, everybody's different. There's varying degrees of that stuff, and our training staff does a great job. So he'll be getting good advice, and you know, he's one of the most diligent guys about that stuff that we have on our team. No, it went from like slow to a little bit slower. That's it.
If you don't have your number one and or number two receivers out there, how much does it impact what you do in the game, do you think?
You know, obviously you'd like to have those guys out there. If you don't have them out there, you know, you're down two good players. But we'll see where they're at later in the week. As far as adjusting the scheme, et cetera, you know, I think we're pretty deep as an offense, and I think that's shown throughout the year of the number of different guys that we've used. It certainly is not ideal when you don't have all your guys, but, you know, again, we'll see where they're at. But we'll be okay. We've got a number of different guys who can, you know, go out there and make plays for us, who can step up. You know, you look at even our running backs catching the ball out of the backfield have been really effective. Our tight ends have stepped up for us. And that's one of the things that, you know, when you have guys go down and if they can't go, you have to have other guys step up. And I have confidence, you know, that we have a deep group of guys that are, you know, able to do that.
You've had to let go of losses from the time you started playing competitively, high school, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've gotten better at it as years have gone on, but where did this one rank in terms of difficulty of letting go?
I mean, it's tough. You know, I think Sunday night, they're always tough. Some more so than others, you know, depending on your personally, how you affected it. So, you know, that one was tough. And especially when you make a mistake at the end, those are, you know, a little bit more difficult. But for me, you know, you get back in, you watch it, you see the number of really good things that we did, a lot of really good plays that we made throughout that game. Against a really good defense, and you draw positives from that, and then you put it behind you. I think I've gotten much better at that, you know, from early on in my career. And I think that's one of the reasons I've continued to get better throughout my career is because I really believe that, you know, whether it's positive or negative, you know, last week is not going to have any bearing. Like, what we did on that field last week is not going to have any bearing on what we do this Sunday. You know, it's what we do during this week of preparation, how we get ourselves right and prepared and ready to play, and how we get ourselves in the right mindset. And that's, you know, really since we watched that film on Monday, that's where my mindset has been at, you know, since then.
Was there a lesson along, I mean, was there a point, let's say in high school or college or maybe even your rookie year or something where something happened bad one week and you did carry it over into the next week or something like that, and you had to learn the hard way.
And played poorly, and you mean like it lingered? I remember the first time I started, it was a good lesson for me. The first time I started when I was in college, it was my redshirt freshman year, and we played Syracuse. And I can't remember if I threw three or four interceptions in the first half, but the winner of that game would have went to the Fiesta, or if we would have won the game, we would have went to the Fiesta Bowl. And I was thrown into action and struggled, really, really, really struggled in the first half. Played a little bit better in the second half and bounced back. But I'll never forget after that game, our offensive coordinator, Dana Bible, who's with the San Francisco 49ers now, just pulled me aside and he said, "You don't know how much that's going to help you in the future." He said, "I know it doesn't feel good now, but you're going to be a much better player for this experience today, because you're going to know how to handle yourself moving into those situations in the future." And I really feel like I'll never forget that, and never forget that feeling of, okay, you know, this was bad, this was not good, but I learned a lot from it, felt better, and played better the next opportunity that I got.
So you didn't carry it with you
then? No, not too bad. I mean, I've always been pretty good, whether it's my personality, whatever it is, of, you know, kind of letting it roll off and moving on. And I think, you know, you can be one of two ways. You can sit and pout about it and let it affect you, or you can shake it off and say, all right, it's not going to happen again. I'm going to be better. And that's kind of the way I've always been.
You've been real fortunate to have your offensive line healthy, you know, throughout the year. And, you know, with Jake's situation sort of up in the air, does it affect you very much what they do when they have to incorporate someone new? If that's the case, how much does it affect you? So,
well, I mean, Jake's obviously a really good player for us and has done a great job this year. You know, I thought Tom did a really nice job for us coming into that game. I mean, that's not an easy job to not really have played all that much all year, and then to get thrown in against a good front seven, really good defensive ends. I thought he did a really nice job for us in the second half. So we'll see where Jake's at again later in the week. But I think that second half experience and going against the guys that he went against will have Tom, you know, prepared and ready to go if he needs to.
Matt, what did you take out of dissecting the film of the red zone opportunities and why maybe you didn't get what you wanted to get in those circumstances, especially maybe like inside the 10?
Yeah. I thought Kansas City did a pretty good job of defending us down in that area. You know, sometimes when you have opportunities to punch it in, whether it be running the ball or throwing the ball, and you're just a little bit off, that's the difference between, you know, 3 points and 6 points. And so, you know, I don't think it's not big things. It's details. It's small things. It's little things. It's about being, you know, more on top of it, more on top of our execution, whether it's releases inside, whether it's my eye position, putting things in the right spots. I think the small little details are the differences. And, you know, honestly, I think we've been really good in the red zone this year. I think we've done a really good job in that area, but Sunday wasn't our best, and hopefully we'll be better, you know, moving forward.
Can you talk about being named the Walter Payton Man, candidate for the Walter?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great honor. You know, since I've been here, I feel like the guys who have won it from our team each year have been the guys that you kind of look up to in the locker room. And so, you know, I feel really honored to you know, to be named that for our team. And it means a lot to me, because I feel like for Sarah and myself, giving back and helping out in the community, especially, you know, with our affiliation with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, you know, it's important. And we're very fortunate to be in the position that we're in. And, you know, I just feel like it's really important to be able to give back, and to be recognized for that is very nice.